In our continuing series on those who are preparing for the preaching or teaching ministry at Emmanuel's in College and Seminary, we learn about Jonah Albrecht. Jonah is 25 years old. He's a senior in the seminary program. Jonah was born in St. Joseph, Michigan. He grew up in Okabena, Minnesota, and lived there for over 20 years. Jonah is single. He has 5 older brothers, 4 nieces, and 2 nephews. When asked what hobbies, sports, or extracurriculars interest you, he said, "I like anything outdoors, especially hunting and fishing, baseball, and football." Jonah is an avid cook and baker. His grandmother wanted him to go to culinary school when he was younger. When asked which academic subjects especially interest you, he said history, psychology, and sociology. He was asked, "How did you first come to consider the public teaching or preaching ministry as a career?" "It has always been in my mind since I was little. Seeing the ins and outs of a pastor's work while growing up had a big influence on me. But it was really in college where the Holy Spirit made it clear to me that the public ministry was a worthwhile calling for me." When asked, "What have you appreciated most about your time at ILC?" he responded, "I've always appreciated the activities one can be involved in at ILC. Even more so, I've loved being able to give back by teaching things I enjoyed, like theater, basketball, and baseball. Over the years, it's been amazing to witness kids passing through ILC and becoming Christian adults." Question: what qualities do you think will be most needed by the future leaders of the church? Answer: shrewdness and patience. The society we live in today is one supposedly marked by love, but it is a love promoted by the world. It is important for leaders of the church to remember and hold fast to the foundation set by our Lord through the apostles and prophets against the false love of the world, no matter how appealing such love may be to the flesh. But it is important for a leader to patiently instruct his flock in the truth God has given us.